Rastafari never.
Food safety is of extreme importance to our health. It involves the use of various resources and strategies to ensure all types of foods are properly stored, prepared, and preserved so they are safe for consumption. With this in mind, the National Agricultural Health and Food Safety Committee has been carrying out a series of activities to observe Food Safety Week in Jamaica, October 22 to 30. The National Agricultural Health and Food Safety Committee is a body responsible for the coordination of food safety matters in Jamaica. The work of this committee is distributed across the Ministries of Agriculture and Fisheries, Health, Industry, Investment and Commerce, and Science, Technology, Energy and Mining.
For the past 3 years, we have tried to celebrate National Food Safety Week, and we really want to have this week institutionalized so that every year at this time we will in some way recognize food safety.
Chairman of the National Agricultural Health and Food Safety Committee, Dr. Lynette Peters. National Food Safety Week 2014 is being observed under the theme Safe Foods, the Gateway to Health and Wealth. Activities started with training of government regulators in consumer awareness and risk communication. Dr. Peters says the training session was designed to help participants become more effective in communicating food safety risks. On Saturday, October 25, a special service was held at the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Chodiga Park, St. Catherine, where the National Food Safety Week message was delivered. Activities scheduled for October 26 to 30 are aimed at increasing awareness among consumers, producers, and manufacturers in the food industry about Jamaica's food safety policy. Dr. Peters says, during the period, industry players will also receive training on the requirements for export markets.
We're going to be training cottage processors, those small people who produce little value-added products like the bami, the processed vegetables and so on, so that because it's very important for them to save some of the ways to handle food to make sure that at the end of it they have a safe product. Those persons may not have access to formal training, and so we're giving them an opportunity to come out to the Bureau of Standards on Tuesday at 9 a.m. where we have experts coming in to share with them.
Participants at this workshop to be held in Kingston are expected to benefit from information on labeling, packaging, traceability, good manufacturing practices and sanitation, among other topics. Activities for National Food Safety Week 2014 will culminate with a repeat workshop October 30 at the Wexford Court Hotel in Montego Bay, St. James, to facilitate cottage processors on the western end of the island. Dr. Peters is appealing to cottage processors and regulators to come out and support the venture. This as the National Agricultural Health and Food Safety Committee seeks to enforce the objectives of the food safety policy, which aims to have a system in place that will enable traceability of food from producer to consumer and to ensure that standards are maintained from the primary stages through to consumption.
Protect yourself from mosquito bites. Use a mosquito repellent that contains DEET. Sleep under a mosquito net and close windows before dark. A message from the Ministry of Health to prevent chikungunya. Infertility, brain damage, skin disease, organ failure, cancer, death. These are among the harmful side effects of ingesting pesticides. Protect yourself from accidental poisoning by keeping pesticides in their original containers. Never buy or place pesticides in unmarked containers. And never, never store pesticides next to food. Handling pesticides is serious business. Make safety your first priority.
A message from Consumers International Green Fund Project in association with the National Consumers League of Jamaica and the Consumer Affairs Commission.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.